Hello, Professor Peter Lynham.
Hello, how is it going?
It's good, it's good. Now, over the weekend, Peter, I was on the motorways of Auckland and I got caught in an almighty traffic jam. And, we're talking this particular protest and the people behind it.
I imagine you feel no love towards Brian Tamaki then.
Not at all. I mean, was there like some sort of forewarning that it was going to happen, or did I just miss the memo?
There was forewarning, actually, because I was fearful. They didn't specify a time and of that there would be disruption, but I knew I'd probably have to drive on the motorway at 10 a.m.
Yes.
And I stayed off it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it didn't strike until it was about 2 o'clock.
Yep, in the afternoon. I jumped on the motorway and it was at a standstill. I was going across town through Spaghetti Junction.
You don't very often get a crowd of people walk on. I think, did they walk on at Green Lane?
I'm actually not too sure, Peter, where they walked on, but it felt like...
I think they walked on from Green Lane and then got off close to the Domain and walked over to the Domain for their protest.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have taken about an hour of complete disruption on the motorway. And I can imagine how you must be fuming and thousands of other people behind you or in front of you or all around you.
Now, I mean, all I got from it was a Destiny Church thing, and there was a multitude of issues that they claimed to be protesting. But to me, it sort of feels like a Destiny Church PR exercise.
It's slightly more than that, because I think something is actually going on in the approach that Tamaki's taking that is moving him into a very interesting space. I think, looking back at it, he has greatly enjoyed the attention that he received from his time in prison right back at the beginning of this year.
Yes.
And I think that he considers that the Freedom and Rights campaign has really augmented his reputation. And he's talking politics again.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking of a coalition of three parties. So I can't imagine who else would be in this coalition other than his own sort of political ambitions, which haven't amounted to very much in terms of votes. But what I think it really reflects is that he's much more directed back into the political regime than he is into the religious at the moment.
Yes.
It's really striking because, I mean, practically speaking, it's not very obvious what this has got to do with any religious issue at all.
Mm-hmm.
Except if you, and this is a bit of a long shot, but I think maybe it works. I think he is inspired by the Donald Trump disruption back in 2021. How I read the situation is the Freedom and Rights Coalition is put together largely by Tamaki, inspired by the kind of right-wing evangelical people who supported Trump and have continued to support Trump as he grows more and more inane in his attempt to claim that the election was cheated from him and that he had every right to disrupt everybody else's apparent democratic principle. Now, what is very difficult about this is that it is not easy for the police to stop a march when they don't know precisely when their march is going to happen.
Yes.
So what they did on Saturday was they sent police cars ahead and around to make sure that angry people did not drive into the crowd on the motorway, which I'm sure was something that had occurred to some of the people at the head of the stream of cars behind them. And they said they're now going to work on identifying the people.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any photographs of the protest?
I mean, I might have skimmed over an article on social media. I didn't see any close-up photos of the crowd.
Well, it wouldn't have been difficult for them to have got photographs from the overbridges of the motorway.
Yes.
It looked to me like not an enormous crowd. It looked about 500 people or so.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you can't have cars driving at 500 people without horrific results.
Of course.
Now, the problem with 500 people, it's a little bit like the protests on the lawn of Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
That again, with a whole mixture of young and old, and with people for all sorts of logic maybe joining in,
mm-hmm.
It's like when a group moves into that space, how immediately do we have to return to law and order?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a perplexing question, because I doubt if they'd want to arrest 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Effectively, they've tried to do that with the people at Parliament.
Yes.
And I think they've got to about 130, haven't they, of the people whom they've charged?
I have no idea how many people they managed to identify down at Parliament and issue, I guess.
So the problem to puzzle out is this a religious case?
Mm.
And here I think it's very interesting, because if this is a religion that's turned fundamentally into a political campaign,
mm.
then isn't that exactly why Family First lost its registration as a charity?
Mm. Someone has just texted in, if Brian Tamaki wants to talk politics, his church must pay tax. No longer a charity.
Mm. No, I think there is a compelling case here that a major effort is now going in, and it's first and foremost in the Tamaki's mind is political issues, in which case, firstly, the charitable status of Destiny has to come up for examination.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, why don't the other churches get together and denounce them?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about it, this is giving almost anybody who goes under the name of religion a bad name.
Yes.
Because it seems like that the private politics of one group of people, for this, everybody else must suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there has to be some kind of trade-off here. It doesn't make sense otherwise.
I mean, yeah, I think you're quite right. The one takeaway that I got from this was that they were protesting the Labour government and their terrible job and the state of the healthcare system. That was the top-line thing that I sort of gathered from what they were protesting about.
So it becomes a kind of a broad campaign against everything associated with the Labour government.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, of course, they're not alone in feeling that way. And, the complaints against Cindy are pretty loud in some quarters today.
Mm-hmm.
And that they should join in it. Well, I suppose if they want to join in it, they're welcome to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, the particular goals of the Freedom and Rights Group seem a bit vague at this point, because they can't be protesting mandates, because we seem to just be quite content to let COVID have its, take out whoever it wants, including yours truly. Yeah. So
do you think this is the sort of protest that would swell the church's membership?
No. No, I think what it will actually do is make it more difficult for the church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, previously, the experience of Destiny was that when they got too engaged in politics, then lots of people with an interest and support were dropping off.
Mm-hmm.
And the sorts of people who take views that are against the government are unlikely to find a church as a comfortable home for very long.
How do you think there is a potential for Brian Tamaki to leave the church to his partner and he could pursue a career in politics?
He says that he doesn't want to anymore go into Parliament,
mm-hmm.
that he just wants to be the advisor to these people. I think he imagines that the two can be kept hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I totally agree that something has shifted over. And I've wondered for some time whether, in fact, he's lining up his son to take over the actual pastorate of Destiny, which he's often seemed to me to look a bit bored with in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps he's going to focus in his retirement on being the political spoiler.
Mm.
I mean, that seems quite an attractive role for somebody who believes that everything in New Zealand is set in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so far as we can understand the matters that he was complaining about, in what I've seen of the accounts of the speeches, it was a pretty broad swathe of issues,
yes,
that he was raising.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem like anything nearly
too
so specific as COVID.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Just going for top line stuff, you know, like real blockbuster kind of headlines.
That's right. So that he will become identified with the protest against the Labour government.
Mm.
So it's hard to imagine that he'll be any happier with any other government.
Mm. Right, Peter.
So it's an interesting time.
It's
a really interesting time. And it's watching a religious movement shift sideways into politics is always intriguing.
Yes, yeah.
Because religious leaders do have a tremendous power to influence people.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a pulpit in which they can expound their particular version of religion and politics.
Yeah.
And so some people will follow them. But at some point, it's got to stand in its politics, not in its religion.
Mm. Yeah.
And I've been close to that.
I don't think, you know, bringing Auckland to a standstill doesn't, you know, bring forth a lot of goodwill from a large amount of people. I mean, it's a great way to make a lot of noise, but I think that noise is more of sort of pissed off kind.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Yes, I think so. That's an interesting sort of vote, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. Thank you very much, Peter.
You're most welcome.
Bye.
Bye.